Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. I hope that your week has been great so far, and wherever you're listening to the podcast, I hope that things have been safe for you and your family. I know that there's a lot of things that have been going on lately, you know, with COVID-19, a lot of things with the Black culture, but I've also noticed that there have been a lot of news on celebrities and relationships. And so since that's one of my favorite things to talk about, relationships, I thought it would be good for us to talk about the pros and cons of dating a VIP. Have you ever watched one of your favorite movies or TV shows, a sporting event, or even been to a concert or saw something online and wished that you could have just one day in the lifestyle of the rich and famous? Let me ask you something. Who is your VIP crush? Is it an actor or an actress? Is it a professional athlete? Is it a rapper? Is it a singer? Is he or she your boss or the company CEO? Is it your local radio station personality? I want you to get that person in your mind and then think about how it would be to be in a relationship with that person. Where would y'all go? What kinds of things would y'all talk about? How would your life change? Do you envision yourself being on private planes and traveling to these exotic places, getting couples massages and sipping Bellinis and enjoying one another? I think most people would envision the fun and excitement of dating a VIP, but I don't think they really think about what are some of the realities and some of the not so pleasant things that may come along with that lifestyle. I recently found out about a show called Marrying Millions, and I believe it comes on Lifetime. And I'm late to the game because I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but once I found out about the show, I was an instant fan. It quickly became one of my favorites because it covers the lifestyle of what it's like to date a millionaire. If you've never seen the show, it follows several couples in various places of the country. But the idea is that one person in the relationship is very wealthy, very successful, maybe very well known. And then the other person in the relationship is what we would consider to be a regular person, a person who maybe has some money or maybe doesn't have a whole lot of money at all, maybe working, maybe not working. But what I really like so well about the show is I think they do a fantastic job of showing both perspectives. So I am counting down to the next season starts. When you think about your favorite celebrity, your VIP crush, I think you can forget that that person is still human, right? We kind of idealize these people and we put them on a pedestal. And so if you happen to get noticed by this person, especially in a romantic way, one, you can be infatuated and flattered. But I think because of who they are, I think you can start to interact with them in an unrealistic and an unhealthy way. So as a mental health provider who both treats highly successful people and who also specializes in relationship dynamics, I thought it might be really fun for us to dive in and take a closer look at what it would be like to date a VIP, right? I think this episode can be beneficial to a range of people. So if you're already in a relationship with a VIP, or you secretly aspire to be in a relationship with the VIP, and you might wonder what it's like. We'll be talking about that today. Maybe your friend is dating a VIP, or perhaps you've dated a high-profile person and it didn't work out and you're just not sure why. Or maybe you yourself are aspiring to be a VIP and you want to know what things to expect potentially in your relationship. Or maybe you already are a VIP and you're having a hard time dating and trying to explain things to the people you meet. I think there will be something for all of us in this episode. Today we'll be covering the pros and cons of dating a VIP. And before we do that, I want you to just stop for a moment and think about what are some of the assumptions that you have about dating a VIP. I know sometimes I run into people or I read things online where a person says, I would never date such and such, or I would never want to be in a relationship with a high profile person. Or on the opposite end of that, some people say they would love to have the opportunity, or that's all that they date. And so before we assume that dating a VIP is either all good or all bad, let's talk about the pros and cons before you settle on your decision. I think this is an important topic because I think it's unwise for us to go into any relationship, especially one with the VIP, with rose-colored glasses on, or go in with the expectation and assumption that this is going to go south, right? So either way, the relationship really doesn't even have a solid foundation if we go into it with these preconceived notions. So we'll be talking about those pros and cons, right? And because this is a Christian podcast, I'll be adding in how some of these things will apply to Christians who might find themselves dating a VIP. So let me know what you think. You can find me on IG at Dr. Q Perry, or you can also contact me by going to the show's website, www.amazingwithgrace.com. Before we get in, don't forget to rate, share, subscribe, and review. I've been getting lots of great reviews for the podcast, so thank you all so, so much. I really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to share this with somebody and rate, subscribe, and review. Let me just say that before we jump into these pros and cons, I do want to give the disclaimer that this is not an all-inclusive list, right? So the pros that I'll talk about are not just limited to the ones that I'll be talking about, nor the cons. And so these are just some general things. I think this is a good enough foundation to give you an idea to help you make some decisions if you ever get into that situation. And so I just want to make sure that I put that out there, that this is not an exhaustive list of the pros and cons of dating a VIP. Let's jump right in and talk about the pros of dating a VIP. First and foremost, it is fun and exciting, right? You get exposed to people and other events that other people can only dream of. It's lots of fun, lots of excitement. You get exposed to wonderful restaurants, these posh hotels. You get the best treatment when you go to parties and fancy gifts and think about first class flights or flying on a private jet. You get invitation to these very exclusive dinners and parties and events. And as the VIPs plus one or their partner or however they introduce you, you are typically treated very, very well. You get coveted seats and entry to things that you can only hear about or see from afar. So that's one of the enticing things, I believe, that draw people to either fantasize about dating a VIP or actually pursue dating a VIP. It's fun and it's exciting. And going along with that, it can be an extreme confidence booster, right? To be selected by the man or woman who owns the company or the star of the team or a person who has a show on TV, whoever your crush is, right? It can be extremely flattering, especially because you know they have access to so many options. And now with the influence of social media, you know that this person has likely a whole lot more options, right? Because of the access that social media gives you to them. And so to be with a person like this can make you feel, quote, chosen and make you feel very, very special. And in some ways can make you feel seen like you've never been seen before. And then let's be real, if there's that little bit of pettiness that's in all of us. There is that pro of being able to gloat for all your exes who dumped you or mistreated you or people who passed you up. And so somehow that may make you more attractive once you've dated a VIP. Okay, so it's fun, it's exciting, it's an extreme confidence booster. Another pro of dating a VIP is that you get connections to other well-known, very successful people. One of the things that I've noticed and that I've read books about and articles about is that people who are very successful also have very successful friends. So it's not to say that they never talk to anybody unless they're successful. But the point I'm making here is when you are exposed to the intimate details of their lives through a relationship or if you guys are just dating, this can be an additional perk for you, right? Because you are dining with these people, you're partying with these people. Sometimes you may happen to be around when they are talking business. Sometimes you may answer the phone if this person allows you to answer the phone. So there are a lot of different ways that you might be exposed to other well-known successful people. And depending on the type of career that you have, this can be helpful to your own network of people. And depending on the type of career that you have, having access to these types of people can be helpful to your own network and can help your career. When you are attached to someone who is a VIP, usually people may automatically trust you or they may automatically assume that the quality of your work is well above standard. And so they may be interested in some of your services and it may increase your own network experience or it may increase your own platform. So having other connections to well-known, very successful people is another pro. Another pro of dating a VIP is it can upgrade your physical game. So I'm not necessarily talking about this idea of being with someone who has a lot of money who can give you that physical glow up, right? Where they can pay for plastic surgeries or pay for cosmetic surgeries or pay for different things. I don't mean it in that sense, although that may be a perk, right? But what I've noticed is that most high profile people, they typically look and dress the part as they should. They have to. Most likely their career depends a lot on how they look. And so this means that they are very conscious of their physical appearance. And so being around someone of this caliber where appearance is very, very important and vital to their career can encourage you to start to pay attention to what you eat, can encourage you to keep your body fit and be very selective about what you wear. And so this can be a very strong motivator to upgrade yourself and begin to prioritize some of those things if that's not something that you already do. And the last pro that we'll talk about today is admiration from other people. The fact that you have access to a high profile person or the fact that this person has selected you to be in a relationship with them, other people might automatically see you as a very special person as well. They might be thinking, well, if he chose her or if she chose him, this must be a person that has some really great qualities as well. And so what comes with that lifestyle also is admiration and appreciation from other people. Now let us jump into the cons. This is where I dive a lot deeper because I think we can all assume or fantasize what the pros would be like. But I think where people get blinded is not thinking about ahead of time or not even expecting that there will be cons. I mean, we can't walk around looking like that emoji with the star eyes and think that everything is going to be roses and rainbows. And so then we get into these relationships with a high profile person. And a lot of the things that you would think about when it came to a quote regular relationship goes out the window. And so my job today is to help you think through some of the things that may be specific to dating a VIP. One of the potential cons of dating a VIP is this idea of acceptance. Not only can you find yourself wondering if this person truly accepts you for who you are, but you might also have to grapple with the idea of acceptance from their family and friends. In all fairness, their family and friends may be very protective of them because they might have seen him or her get hurt, get used, and be surrounded by people who are not genuine. We know that that happens a lot on a, quote, regular level. So imagine how much that intensifies with someone who is a VIP. So again, in all fairness, they might be very protective of them. And because of that, they may not be as friendly or as welcoming of you right away. You might find at first you might be in a no-win situation. If you go around and you're too nice, you may be assumed to be too thirsty and easy to push around. But then if you hang back and try to read the environment first and feel things out, then you can be misread as standoffish. So my question to you is, how would you handle situations like that? Would it matter to you at all if their friends and family don't accept you? Would you go out of your way to try to prove yourself and prove that you are genuinely interested in their friend or family member? And going a little deeper with this idea of acceptance, something that people often overlook or don't even think about when it comes to dating a VIP is acceptance when it comes to your family and friends, right? This can be a struggle because you have to start to wonder what your friends think of you, what your family members think of you now. And then you have to start trying to filter through the advice that they give you. Let me give you an example to show you what I mean. Let's say you're dating a VIP and something goes on in the relationship that makes you a little uneasy and you're not sure if it's something that you should even mention to your partner. So you do what you always do. You go talk to a friend or family member and get some advice. You want to get a different perspective. But something that you're not expecting that you have to do when you are dating a VIP is to have to filter through the advice that they give you. What if your friend or family member is also a fan of theirs, or they are very excited for you to have even caught the attention of someone on this level? Or they might be enamored with being attached to you because you're connected to this person, right? So much so that they are advising you to do or not do things that they would otherwise advise against. Or on the flip side of that, you may have a friend or family member not even give that person a chance because of their public persona or their own assumptions about dating VIPs. That they tell you this person is going to cheat on you, this person is not going to take you serious, or this person is just dealing with you as somebody on the side. And so all of that kind of advice can be very confusing if you are not spiritually connected. If you are spiritually connected, you will be able to hear from God through your own prayer time, through your own meditation and time with the Lord. And so when you're talking to friends and family, the advice that they give you, you will be able to discern, hopefully, their motives and their intentions behind the advice that they give you. What they give you in terms of advice, in terms of being accepted, should be consistent with what you're already feeling in your spirit. And if it's not consistent, you should still be able to know that this person has your best interest in mind. And so it can be very hard for you to feel accepted by your friends and family because they may start to see you differently in a good or bad light. It just depends. But that's something for you to think about, is acceptance from the VIPs in their friends and family, and then acceptance on your end from your friends and family. Another potential con for dating a VIP is one that's probably more obvious, but the least talked about, and that is loneliness. Yes, you will have your friends and family when you are dating a VIP, but it can be very isolating because the reality is many of your friends and family won't fully understand your new lifestyle, and some may even change and become envious. And so there is the potential to lose some friends or family members if they decide to push back from you. And you may also have the probability of making new friends, but it's not as though those connections will be instant. You may not even feel like you can connect or relate to those new people right away. And so there is that potential for loneliness. And so I think the danger zone becomes when the person tries to keep up the facade that all is well in the relationship and that there are all pros of dating this person, and they might start to even brag about the gifts and the trips and the fancy things as a way to mask any trouble in paradise. Because again, you're not sure sometimes if other people can even relate to you and your relationship and your concerns. And so sometimes it can feel very lonely as it relates to having your own support system. Another reality is that VIPs have very little time because they have a lot of obligations. And so what this means for your relationship most of the time is that your quality time together is usually really limited. And the time that you do spend together may very likely be interrupted by fans and followers, calls, texts, and emails, or unexpected mandatory obligations, and they might have to cancel on you. And you might be totally accepting and understanding of this at first, but trust me, this will get old fast if that's not your true heart's desire. And along those same lines of limited quality time, sometimes dating a high-profile person might also mean that this person can be emotionally unavailable for you at times. And you have to consider those things, because the things that make them highly successful are likely well above the things that the average person experiences or thinks about. A VIP is likely very, very busy and always thinking about or talking about their business, their sports, their cases, clients. And that might come with some emotional highs and lows, which that makes sense, right? Because there is this expectation that they close the deal or that they win the case or that they get the part that they have auditioned for or that the contract is sealed. And when that doesn't happen, they might experience some irritation, anger, frustration. How will you handle that? If this person has a bad game or this person gets injured during their game and they're out for the season, that's going to impact their mood for sure. And so if you yourself are not an emotionally stable person, this can be very unhealthy and unsettling for you, because that means you have to give from a place of deficit. If you're not a person who is grounded, if you're not a person who is emotionally stable, it's going to be very difficult for you to be able to pour into somebody else. And even if you are an emotionally stable and grounded person, you can become drained if you're constantly pouring into someone who never pours into you or who only has time to do so very minimally. Sometimes they may not be as understanding or emotionally supportive if they have not been accustomed to dating someone who requires that of them. And so that leads me to ask you to examine your interpersonal style. Are you a person who would typically be afraid to speak up? Or if you're dating a VIP, would you be afraid to speak up? Would you fear losing this person or losing your, quote, spot if you brought some of your concerns to this person? And so when you think back to a lot of those pros that I've talked about, if you think about them, they can send you on an emotional high, but when you've got limited quality time with a person, or they may not be as emotionally available for you as you need them to be, those lows can sometimes feel very low. Those lonely days, those lonely moments can feel very low, right? And you have to ask yourself, is this something that I can get used to? If quality time is your love language, or if words of affirmation is your love language and you are not able to articulate your needs, if you're afraid to articulate your needs, or if that person is not insightful enough to be able to pick up on what your needs are, then this may not be a relationship that you can get used to and feel fulfilled in at the deepest level. Insecurity is another potential con of dating a VIP. Being around someone who is very successful can shake up your sense of security and value. You might worry that you don't have anything of value to contribute to the relationship in terms of gifts and talents and your opinions on things. Can you handle their power and influence and plethora of options when it comes to dating and material things and job opportunities? If you start to feel insecure, you may be surprised that you have some other unpleasant and uncomfortable emotions that will show up, like jealousy. You may find that you start to be jealous of them when it comes to them having more exposure to attractive men and women. You may be jealous of the fact that it seems like whatever they set their hand to is successful and you might be struggling in an area. You might also find that you start to feel embarrassed about the opportunities that you have or that of your education level or your income or your credit score. Or you might be embarrassed about the people you've dated who are not on their level. This is why it's important to be yourself and to know your value is in Christ. As Christians, our identity and our sense of security is in Christ, not our relationship status, and it's not in who we're dating. It's not in our money, our car, house, or clothes that we wear. And again, there's nothing wrong with those things. But we have to make sure that we're not putting our value or we're not basing our value in those things. Let me give you a scripture that I find is really good. It's a very popular scripture. It's found in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. It's a very popular passages of scripture. It says, and this is coming from the NASB version, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." This is a very good scripture for when you start to feel insecure about how you look, or you start to question the way that God designed you inwardly. The same scriptures that would ground you in a, quote, regular relationship are the same scriptures that can guide you when you are dating a VIP. I'll give you another scripture that you can stand on, especially if you are feeling insecure about your education, insecure about your job opportunities, and wondering if the things that you're striving to do will make you as successful as this person is. And you start to compare yourself and wonder, what is it about me that I'm lacking that I have not achieved this level of success? The scripture is found in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12, and this is coming from the Good News Translation. It says, "All riches and wealth come from you. You rule everything by your strength and power, and you are able to make anyone great and strong." So this scripture is a great reminder that God is able to make anyone great and strong. And the reason why I wanted to bring this scripture into this particular topic is because when there is a significant discrepancy between income or education level or opportunities, or even in our age, a vast difference in the number of followers that you have on social media, your mind can take you to a really dark place and you start to question God. You can start to question your value, question your worth. What is it about this person that makes them more successful? Does it mean that I'm not as valuable or that my talents are not worthy enough for God to bless me with this level of success? And so you can really get into a dark place and start to compare yourself. And so then the relationship takes on a whole different tone. You can start to relate to this person from a place of deficit and from jealousy. And you can start to compare yourself to not only this person, to other people who are around them. And then it sends you to an emotionally unhealthy space. And let me give you a passage of scripture. I will not read the entire thing here. Matthew chapter 20, about the workers in the vineyard. And as you read through, you'll notice that a man was out working in the vineyard and he wanted to hire some men. And as the story progresses, the men that he hired at a certain time of day agreed to a certain wage. And as the day went on, he continued to hire men. At the end of the day, when it was time to get their wages, the people who were there first thought it was unfair for the people who were hired at the end of the day to get a certain wage. And what that parable illuminates for me is this idea that we've all gotten caught up into, and that is comparison and perceiving what is fair and what is unfair. And so when you are dating a VIP, you can find yourself getting caught in this idea of comparison and what's fair and what's not fair. And so I really want you to take a look at that passage of scriptures. And I'm also going to give you another one of my absolute favorite life verses. And it's found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. And it's coming from the Good News Translation. It says, "You should each judge your own conduct. If it is good, then you can be proud of what you yourself have done without having to compare it with what someone else has done." This is a very strong reminder to keep your eyes focused on what it is that God has asked you to do, right? It does not mean that what you have not accomplished means that you are somehow cursed, or that the VIP is somehow more blessed than you, or somehow more valuable in the eyes of God. And so if those feelings of insecurity and jealousy and embarrassment and comparison come up when you're dating a VIP, I want you to remember to be yourself, know your value, know that you are valuable to Christ, and know that God loves both of you. Another aspect to consider when dating a VIP is this idea of a non-traditional relationship. When we think about a relationship, there are certain expectations, there are certain desires that we have that are just kind of automatic, I think. But these are things that may not be so automatic when you're dating a high-profile person. For instance, let's say you may want your significant other to accompany you to your best friend's birthday party. But if they are of a certain status, they may not be able to go to this party and be around certain people for their own safety or due to their limited time. Would that be a problem for you? Right? Let's say you're a woman and you may have a flat tire, and it might be really important to you to be able to call on this person when you need them, and you enjoy and would feel protected and provided for if they themselves were able to come and change your tire. But if this person is busy, or if their lifestyle is such that they don't do those kinds of things, and instead of them coming to your rescue and changing your flat tire, if they pay for someone else to do it, would you be okay with that? Maybe you're a person who enjoys very thoughtful gifts, and it would mean so much to you to know that this person went out to the store and they saw something and thought of you, and they were able to present it to you, right? What if the person that you're dating, one, does not have the time to do that, or their lifestyle is such that they cannot enjoy the luxuries and the freedoms that other people enjoy of being able to go out in the store and be free to do some of those things? And so because of that, they may have to order something online for you. They may have to have their assistant to pick up your gift for you. Would that be any less meaningful to you? Would that matter to you? Would it seem like it's not as special to you? Let's say you're a person who really appreciates it if your partner cooks for you and prepares a special meal for you. Well, what if the person that you're dating, one, does not have the time to do it, or if they don't even prefer to do that and they have someone else to prepare the meal for you? Does that mean that that person does not care about you enough to do it? if they have someone else to pay for it. And so those are just some of the things for you to consider when you're dating a VIP. These can be drawbacks. If you have expectations that certain things are done specifically by this person, or that they are always available, or that they do certain things for you themselves, are you okay with maybe it not being done directly by them? Okay. And one of the ways for you to be able to determine this is to know your love language. Do those types of details matter to you? Okay, so moving on. Another potential con of dating a VIP is the potential for lots of loss. We talked about the potential of losing some relationships because people may not understand, you may grow apart, or you may not be able to spend as much time with them, or for whatever reason, the person may be envious, or they may assume that you're acting different, whatever those dynamics are. That's one aspect of the loss. But there's also the potential for a loss of independence. And that's because usually VIPs have lots of obligations and lots of events that they have to go to. And very likely they would want you to participate in many of them. And this means that you may have to give up some of the things that you enjoy doing and some of your free time to accompany them to different dinners, to different events. And then you have to ask yourself, would I be okay with this? Knowing that this person may not have the freedom to be able to accompany me to the events that I want to go to, but there is this expectation that I accompany them to the events that they want me to go to. And in some ways, there is that expectation that you would be there as you might want to be there, right? But then it may start to feel a little weird if the entire relationship revolves around that person and what they want and their schedule. If that is a reality that you can accept, then go for it. But for a lot of people, that's not something that they want to do. It may seem fun, exhilarating at first, but it can be draining and, again, lonely because of that loss of independence. I can't just go to some of the events that I want to go to because our lives revolve around this person's schedule, their social schedule, their business calendar, right? And also, because you are dating someone who is a VIP, they may also have the expectation that you stop or start doing some things because of the reflection that it has on their image or career. How much are you willing to sacrifice? How much are you willing to give and extend of yourself in that relationship? And these are just some questions that I want you to be thinking through because, again, it's fun and it's exciting, but there are some expectations and there are some deep realities that come along with dating someone who is a VIP. Now, let's say you've been dating this person for a long time or you've been married to this person for a long time. There is also the increased opportunity for dependence on this person's wealth, on their connections, on their status. And because of that, you might lose part of your own identity. And so as Christians, if we are dating someone who is a VIP, we have to remember that God is our source and we are to lean and depend on Him to supply all of our needs. That person may have more resources, but ultimately God is our source and He's our supplier. If we look in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, the Good News translation says, "And with all His abundant wealth through Christ Jesus, my God will supply all your needs." This is a great reminder that our identity needs to be in Christ and that He is our supplier. He will supply all of our needs. You know, it can be really frustrating at times when you're dating a VIP because everyone knows them, right? And over time, to other people, you might just become so-and-so's girlfriend, or you might just become so-and-so's husband, or the guy that the celebrity is dating, or the girl that the athlete is dating. So you may wonder, who am I? Do people see me for who I am, or do they only see me in connection to this other person? That can be something that is very spiritually and emotionally disturbing for you. Are you ready for that? You might start to feel insignificant and get wrapped up completely in their world. So again, we have to know that our identity is in Christ. And if not, we can risk loosening our boundaries in places where we should keep them. And we can throw our values out the window just to keep the relationship. So again, a loss of independence, a loss of identity, and then there's also the reality of a loss of privacy. Now, this can be something that is the undoing for some people. Maybe you're a person who is very private and the person you're dating is a VIP and they're expected to post a lot of their personal business online. Are you okay with that? On the flip side, maybe you're a person who's accustomed to posting all of your relationship business online. And maybe the person that you're dating is in a position where they might ask you to be discreet. Will you feel like you're being kept a secret? Is this something that you would be okay with? Are you okay adjusting the level of discretion that you have on social media? Part of that privacy is also going out in public. Under normal circumstances, you and your partner can go out to the movies. You and your partner can go to an athletic event. Y'all can go to a concert or to a dinner. And you can feel free to do whatever you want to do because this is your private time. But sometimes when you are dating a VIP, there might be people taking pictures of you, right? If you post something online, there might be people who start to gossip about what you do and what you don't do and what you believe is your private time together. So how would you respond to those moments? You might feel flattered and privileged at first, but I tell you, it's definitely something that is very disturbing to a lot of VIPs because that privacy now becomes a luxury that you have to protect, that you have to fight for. And sometimes it does take a toll on the relationships. And speaking of going out in public and people seeing you and taking pictures, that comes along with some high pressure, right? That can lead to a lot of high anxiety about trying to look and be perfect at all times. You may worry about how their friends perceive you, how other men or women who might be interested in them perceive you. You might be worried about how their exes perceive you, what you're wearing, how you cut your hair, what suits you wear, the dresses that you select. It's almost like the days of so-called being regular are thrown out the window. It feels like you're always on. So the days where you might be able to throw on a hat and a raggedy t-shirt and some flip-flops and run to the local Walmart or drugstore to pick up a prescription, those days may be out the window. And even if you decide that you do want to just be yourself, then there might be the risk of having to deal with the criticisms or backlashes online. Right? Now, depending on your personality, always being on and always being seen, this might be a con for you, right? But you have to know who you are, because if you're not a person who enjoys this level of pressure and this level of attention, it can really, really start to have an impact on your emotional health. Again, it can impact your self-esteem. It can impact, it can cause high anxiety. It can even cause depression, because most of the intensity, most of the criticism and the comments that you get, they're unwelcome, they're uninvited. And so the same way that you have a lot of admirers who cheer on your relationship and who support your relationship with this person, there's also going to be increased critics. And so can you handle that level of pressure? If you can't handle it on what we consider to be an everyday, normal level, imagine how intense that it's going to be if you are dating someone who is a VIP. And this last one relates to expectations. I know that we've been talking about expectations all throughout, but I really wanted to separate this piece of it because there is this piece that I think is often overlooked and that can be a con of dating a VIP. It's really crucial for the both of you to examine your own expectations and then talk about what you expect from one another. You want to be aware of the misconceptions that you have about people who are wealthy. You want to be aware of the misconceptions that you have about people who are not wealthy. Not all wealthy people are shallow. Most are not. Not all so-called regular people are gold diggers. Most are not. And so you have to be very careful, because those are the things that show up in your relationship. Those thoughts show up in your relationship and they manifest in the decisions that you make and the actions that you take, right? If you're dealing with a person who assumes that they don't need to bring anything to the table besides money and notoriety, then what is it that they expect from you? Are they expecting for you to bring sex and submissiveness to the table? Are they expecting that the entire relationship revolves around them, right? There can be the potential for emotional and financial manipulation. And so I'm encouraging you to think about these things, because I don't want you to let someone use their influence as a stick and a carrot, right? And on the flip side of that, as protective of them, we don't want you, if you don't have good motives and intentions, to do something that would damage them as well. We want to make sure that whoever we're dating, whatever level they're on, we want to make sure that God is the only one who is on the throne of our hearts. And I'll leave you with these verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. It read from the Good News Translation. It says, "Even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, and even though there are many of these gods and lords, yet there is for us only one God, the Father, who is the creator of all things and for whom we live. And there is only one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created and through whom we live." So my main takeaways for these pros and cons is that dating a VIP can be extremely rewarding. It can be extremely healthy. It can be extremely flattering and exhilarating and a once in a lifetime opportunity. But it can be very dangerous if you go into it and stay in it blindly, right? Just like you have insecurities and sadness and loneliness and happiness and a range of emotions, a VIP also experiences those same things. And so in all of my podcast episodes, you'll hear this theme of me asking you and encouraging you to pray in all that you do, especially if you are pursuing a relationship with a person on this level. I want you to pray about this, because I think that the word of God is true, where it says that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask, and that God will give it to him or her. So ask God for wisdom as you get to know this person, as this person gets to know you. Ask God to increase and sharpen your discernment, so that way you will have the knowledge that you need to be able to make sound decisions, right? Yes, it's fun. Yes, it's exciting. But you don't want to do anything to damage them. And you also don't want to put yourself in a place to be damaged as well, right? I strongly believe that as we walk throughout our lives, whether there are good things or hard things, that God will give you the grace to manage those things. And so if God has place this person in your life, you all are destined to be in a relationship together, whether that's for this season or for a lifetime, I definitely think that God will give you the grace to manage the stressors of the lifestyle of dating a VIP. You can have fun and you can learn a lot from each other. But again, the main takeaways that I want you to be mindful of for this episode is that keep your own identity, and you do that by maintaining your boundaries and values, making sure that you keep doing the things that you love, make sure that you continue to pursue the things that God has assigned you to do. And the same way that you would pay attention to your emotional responses in a relationship with what we consider to be a regular person, you also want to pay attention to your emotions with dating a VIP. You don't want to walk around on eggshells due to fear that this person might leave. Remember that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And so this means that you don't have to chase what God sent. You are called to be yourself. This person should be attracted to you for who you are, not for who you think that they want. So again, I really encourage you to listen to those two episodes about how to be a high-value Christian woman, because I go into a lot more depth on what that looks like in a relationship, or when you're trying to pursue a relationship. If you're thinking about dating a VIP, or you're in a relationship with a VIP, I encourage you to examine your motives, right? Some people just want the experience and they don't really expect anything to come from it. They want to be able to say, hey, I went on a date with so-and-so, or I slept with so-and-so, or so-and-so bought me this, or I went on a trip with so-and-so. And that's fine, right? If that is what your motives are, then that's fine, but you have to be clear about that. The same way that you don't want someone to be deceitful of you in a relationship, you also have to guard the heart of the other person, right? You don't want to go in with some intentions that are not pure. You need to be upfront, the same way that you would with a person who you consider to be regular, right? You want to look for someone who is grounded, and you start by being grounded yourself. You don't want to be so focused on who other people think you are, who other people think they are. Both of you should see yourselves as someone who is valuable, who has a lot to bring to the table. That way you can both be who you are. You're able to be vulnerable with one another and start to build a life together. What I'm really wanting you to get out of this is, if you have not worked through your own stuff, a relationship with someone of this caliber will bring all of that stuff to the forefront, and it will likely magnify it. You'll start to get consumed with them. If they're cheating, are you pretty enough? If your body is ripped enough, are you successful enough? Do you make enough money? Are you smart enough? Who is that on IG? And the list goes on and on. And you can start to have very low self-worth. You can have increased anxiety, increased depression, lots of negative self-talk if somehow things don't work out. And so, again, we want to be grounded in the Word of God. And in all things, you want to submit your plans to the Lord. I don't have a scenario for us to work through today, but I hope that you will listen to this episode and that you found something in here that was thought-provoking for you to be able to look at the flip side of some of the assumptions that you might have had about what it's like to date a VIP. And let us move into our prayer time. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for allowing us to come together to look at what it might be like to have a very unique relationship with someone who is a VIP. Father God, I pray that if someone is in a relationship with a VIP, or they are aspiring to be a VIP, or they are aspiring to be in a relationship with the VIP, I pray that you are in the midst of all of their interactions. I pray that you will soften their heart to be able to hear from you, to know which endeavors and which relationships to pursue, which ones are for their good and which ones are not. I pray that you will help them to be mindful of one another, to protect one another's heart, to protect one another's reputation, and that you will get the glory in all things. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. That is our episode for today. I will have all of the scriptures down in the show notes. I will also have the names of those two episodes that I am referring to. And until next time, take care.